So, part two of what I was talking about, the law of attraction and how, what did I put out there? Because I don't consciously think of, you know, oh, I want to be friends with an alcoholic, or I think because I do get restless and bored with life. That's the only thing I could really think of. And my beloved always referred to me as a wild puma and said, you know, you can't cage a wild animal, and it's got that restless spirit, and you're always on the move. And he said, that's why he never restricts me or tells me, no, you can't go here, you can't go there. He says, because eventually you'll become resentful. And he says, you know, people say that cats pick their owners. You know, owners don't pick their cats. And I said, yeah, maybe that's it. You know, that I picked him because I knew he was safe. And I don't contaminate him. I don't take him out because he's not like those people that you see in the bar. And you know, I think it's funny. There's different bars, caliber bars, you know, where different clientele hang out. And I've always had the most fun in the working man's bar, you know, the factory worker and the bowler. And even though I don't do any of that and I don't work in a factory, you know, the biker bars, those are the fun ones. But God, the drama and what's, ugh. I worked in a company that everybody was related to each other or sleeping together. In these two bars that are separated by a restaurant, a very small restaurant, everybody is either related or sleeping together or have slept or are exes. So it's a constant thing of, guess who's sleeping with so-and-so's ex? And I'm just like, oh, I at first, because I didn't know anybody, I was, okay, well, yeah, I don't know that person, but thanks for telling me. Now it's like, oh, God, who gives a fuck? And the other thing was, they start knowing your name and your business, and they want to, and I just like, no. And that's why I hate to say it, I always lied. You know, like, that's not my real name. That's not my, you know, it's almost for me like going online, but in the real. Because, you know, you're put on this facade of somebody so that they don't really know who you are, kind of thing, like a protective shield. But cancels out everything you said before. Going back to that's where I'm at now. I already know what set me off, why it set me off. I confronted him about that, so that's out of my system. Now it's just figuring out if it's true, if all that law of attraction stuff is true. What did I put out there? What other than that restlessness? And if that's the case, how do I fix that? Can it be fixed? Can it be changed? Can it be altered? I mean, I got so much to do. It's not funny. And people always say that, but you never really want to do it, you know? I am sorting out through stuff on a continuous basis. Belongings. Memories. Downsizing, basically. And, you know, you have your household chores and things. And I think of those women who do it day in and day out. I was never that person. And I don't know. Is this my midlife, you know, goofy thing? where you just look back on your life and you go, what the frack happened? How did I get here? And how do I get back? And where am I going in the future? And I think just a few years ago in the 80s, or 80s, oh my God, probably because I'm listening to Poison, oh, screw it. I forgot. I'm having issues of memory and trying to remember what the hell I was talking about. But anyway, that's it for now. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Laterness.